vanity of vanities, material possessions, hoarding. What really matters most in life? The readings this Sunday help us to understand how to relate to material possessions. We are first guided by the snapshots in the first reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. The reading starts with, "Vanity of vanities," says Qoheleth, "vanity of vanities. All things are vanity." Yes, all things. The writer of this book helps us to take a good look at what life is really about. The concern for things is vanity, like the smoke or the mist that evaporate and disappear so quickly. We may labor, fret, and sweat, but at the end of the day, for what? That is the question behind this passage in the first reading. One day, I was watching a TCL TV episode series titled Hoarding Buries Alive. Hoarding Buries Alive. In that TV episode, a man who hoards was asked by an interviewer what he would need to take out if his house was on fire. His response was that there was nothing he would need to take with him. In other words, he had been laboring for nothing, simply accumulating possessions. The parable of the rich fool in the gospel goes deeper into the question of what life is really about for us as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ. As Jesus is teaching, someone in the crowd asks him to intervene in a family inheritance conflict. But Jesus goes to the real issue in the heart of that person, greed. "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." The person must have been surprised by that response that hit right on his hidden problem. In a world driven by consumerism, this is a hard lesson to learn, because we are constantly prompted to buy and accumulate things that we probably do not need. Family inheritance conflicts are on the increase, not to mention the issue of land grabbing by the rich and powerful. Through a well-thought-out parable, Jesus leads us to discover that what really matters most in life is God, not possessions. As the preacher tells us in the first reading, to try to hold on to possessions, prestige, wealth, land, and health is ultimately foolish. That is why the gospel invites us to trust in God so completely that our possessions do not dominate or control us. The point of the parable is clear. Possessions do not guarantee life. Indeed, they may make us so blind that we do not see what really matters most in life. The story of the rich fool in the gospel is a good example that material wealth could make us short-sighted. The man, in accumulating so much wealth, thought he had actually secured his life. But alas, death comes suddenly, ending his life, and the man leaves all that wealth behind, having rejected God or his life. The man in the parable tried to drag Jesus into his own inheritance struggle. We know that Jesus refuses to be dragged into that family dispute, probably because Jesus knows the real motive behind the man's request, the thirst and love for more money and property. The man was under the influence of the values of this world rather than the values of the gospel. So what message do we take home this Sunday? 1. In a world that tends to favor a culture of materialism and affluence, the gospel presents a different set of values that lead us to discover what really matters most in life. 2. All the values of this world are vanity as compared to the values of the gospel. 3. Paul in the second reading reminds us why we must choose the values of the gospel. If you were raised with Christ, seek what is above. Think of what is above, not what is on earth. In other words, Christ is the highest possession we can have. 4. At the end of the day, the bottom line is that one's life does not consist in greed for material possessions, but in our desire to possess Jesus Christ.
I am Monsignor John Binda. God bless you.